Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to Footballer Season 2, Episode 38. This week, Brightfoot, Matt Lanborn join me to discuss the new promo, Heroes and Captains. We're going to wrap up showdowns. We'll be doing some player reviews and going over the market and telling you how to prepare for the next few weeks. Also want to take this time to thank all of our Footballers premier sponsors and supporters, and as well tell you to visit our friends at FIFAUteam.com. To keep up with all of the latest content, simply click the link in the show notes or go to FIFAUteam.com. If you haven't joined the Discord yet, now would be a great time and come and join the community. Loads of new people have joined. People are making coins hand over fist, learning new tactics, and enjoying the game now more than ever. So feel free to click the link in the show notes, get involved. Let's get into the show. Welcome back, Matt, the foot captain, the foot legend of podcasting. How are you, sir?
I am the captain. I'm doing very well. It's been a really cool week and weekend playing Ultimate Team, watching a little bit of sports at the Masters, a bit of Liverpool, Man City. Very manly weekend on the whole. Very happy chappy, can't complain.
Very manly on the whole, indeed. Paul, the hero of the people, that's the theme this week. How are you, man?
I'm all right, yeah. Not so manly. I went to a 10-year-old's birthday party. So, yeah, that was amazing. But, yeah, played a bit of FIFA.
At the party?
No. A little bit at the party on the app. I kept getting told off. But, yeah, a bit of that. Watched some UFC and just chilled out mostly. Our lass had loads of jobs for me, which is always fucking annoying. But, you know, the joys.
I could definitely imagine Paul at a 10-year-old's birthday party just smashing kids in FIFA and talking mad shit.
Yeah, if they want to bring it, I'll fucking bring it.
Imagine. Well, speaking of bringing it, they brought it this week with a brand new promo we've never seen before. It was almost as if, well, it was like part two of Heroes, wasn't it? But they also brought in captains with it. So we got some of our favorite foot players to go along with a second version of the hero cards. What do we think about this promo, you know, as a whole, Matt? Do we like this? Did it come on time? Was it too late? What do you think?
I think it's really good fun. There's a few cards in here that perhaps wouldn't normally get some representation. Like, when do you ever get a special Mark Noble, for example? And given that he's very easily linkable via English links, so you've got stuff that's come out recently, like Ryan Kent, who you can link to him, and Jermaine Defoe came out this weekend as well, which was really cool. On top of all this captain stuff, I think it's cool. It's nice to see him doing something a little bit different. I mean, some of these captains will get special cards from time to time, but the fact that EA's been a little bit more daring with the cards that they're putting into the game, representing more teams, players who don't get special stuff, I think it's a big W for me personally. And given how volatile the market is, I'm sure we'll get into more detail about this throughout the show, stuff's super affordable at the moment, so there's not too many of these new cars that are absolutely out of reach. So it's a big thumbs up from me.
Paul?
Yeah, I really like it. I think they're easing us into team of the season a bit more, a bit of a slower pace rather than the big jump we usually have with the promo last week, the fantasy cards, and now these captains. And they've integrated some of these heroes in there, which I really like. But I am really disappointed we've not got a Ginola. I was really, really excited for that one, and it's not come. But we have got some amazing cards. That Di Natale is probably one of the best strikers in the game. Clint Dempsey looks amazing with his plus nearly 40 defending. Yeah, we've got some really nice cards. And like Matt's already said, there's some really good, affordable cards here. A little bit of something for everyone.
Well, we haven't got Granola yet, right? There's still hope.
There's a small hope. But I have heard people say because he wasn't captain, he's not getting in. But you never know. Hopefully he comes. If not with this promo, maybe later on in the cycle.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll surprise us with Team 2. We did get yet another version of Wassam Ben Yedder, 92 rated, over a million coins. That one to me sticks out on the captain side, but the hero side, Clint Dempsey was one that I was really excited to see, a really usable version of Clint Dempsey for all my American friends. You finally have that centerpiece to go and build a nice MLS/American squad, and I'll probably be looking forward to getting him into the team relatively soon. You mentioned the Jermaine Defoe. I know dating back all the way back to when I started playing FIFA, Jermaine Defoe was always in the squad early on. Such a good card. Really glad to see him in the back in the mix. And talk to me about this Fernandinho, Paul. You did do the SBC, right?
I did do the SBC, and I wasn't hyped about it at all until George from the Discord sent me it, comparing him to some of the big centre-backs we've got in the game, Ramos and Varane, and it looks loads better than those. So I thought, you know, I'll do it. It's a card that can link to other Premier League cards during Team of the Season, other Brazilian cards. So I thought I'll give it a go. And I've used him in qualification and a few rivals games yesterday. And he's unbelievable at centre defensive mid. I play a 4-5-1, and he's the sort of one in the middle holding, and he just sweeps everything. He don't miss a challenge. He's almost got that stride that some of these big centre defensive mids that can just carry the ball up the pitch with ease and just stride past people. He's got that about him. I'm super, you know, it's not cheap, but it's not expensive for that card.
Yeah. And that was the thing with a lot of people. They said, you know, it was way too expensive. But if you look at that card, if you slap a shadow on him, let's say, right, that makes him a 94 rated CDM, maxes out his acceleration, defending goes to 98. He's got great dribbling, great shooting, great passing. He's a do it all CDM, and he's got the right work rates, in my opinion. He's got a high defensive work rate, medium attacking work rate. So if he does drift forward, you can use him as a viable option. Try to put the ball in the back of the net. I'll probably get it done. We still have a few days to do this by the time this podcast comes out. I think it expires the 16th. So
yeah,
if you have the coins, take it from Paul. And the stats on the card just generally look outstanding. Mets, have you tried any of these captains or this card in particular?
So with Fernandinho, I haven't tried it out yet. I did the SBC fully with the proviso being that it'll come clutch when various Man City players and additional Brazilians get in Team of the Season. So I'm investing ahead of time, because by the time those are out, that SBC will be gone. So it's not a card I need right now, but I think I am going to need it a lot in the very near future. So that's why I've done it. But for the time being, he's just sitting there waiting in the wings to be used.
And tonight we've just got the 80 plus player pick, and you get a pick of four. So I imagine they're going to be amazing. I think you need 9 gold cards with 40 chemistry. I've just done I've just done a couple and got an 86 and an 85. So if you've got gold in your club, you'll be halfway there with that. And I just think, you know, Hunter said about his work rate, you don't have many centre defensive mids with high defensive and either medium or low attacking. And I just think, yeah, it's just a bit of a unique card. You know, you've got Kante in the Premier League as a CDM who's 2 mil. And I know he's got some better stats as Kante, but that Fernandinho is close. And, you know, yeah, I think if you don't do it, like you say, you'll regret it, because, you know, as you've done, Matt, further down the line, you're gonna be saying, oh man, I wish I had a Brazilian centre defensive mid that I could just slot in here now, or a Man City midfielder, and there he is. And we're getting to the stage now where, why not? You know, cars are just going to get cheaper and cheaper. Let's just enjoy them. There is also lots of icons as well. You know, so there's lots to choose from.
Yeah. As far as other captains go, or in this sort of promo that's come in the last few days, I immediately went out and bought Quagliarella from Sampdoria. That's a card that I've enjoyed various iterations of over the years in Ultimate Team, and I just thought that's such an easy slot into my Serie A team that I run with Weghorst attached to it. And I was a little bit disappointed. Luckily, I got him in and out at a point whereby I didn't lose any coins. But I just, given that he's 90 plus pace, he is not fast. He's not going to breach the back line too often at all. He's one of those more sort of in the pocket type players. So a cam or centre forward. I don't think he's going to be terribly as effective as a striker because of lack of mobility. And it made me think, okay, I want this kind of skill set, the ability that this card has, but in something nippier, quicker, more agile. So I went back to a card that I've been sitting on for a while, which I think I mentioned last week in Giacomo Raspadori, who's 4-star, 5-star, and high-low work rates and very small. So even though he's got like dead on 90 pace, he feels a lot faster than that. And he's got that agility and nimbleness to sort of change direction really quickly, which is a sort of Ben Yedder type trait. And that's just worked really well as a partnership up front with Weghorst. So experimenting then made me sort of reassess some cards that I had in my collection already, and I've came up with a much cheaper result as a whole. And I think one of the things that we've perhaps all been a little bit caught by this weekend is that these cards came out with nice meaty prices. I believe someone in our Discord even packed the Ben Yedder with 1.2, 1.3 million and, oh, should I sell it or not? And then it's gone way, way down since then. As most of the cars have, they've like plummeted about 50% of their value over the course of the weekend. So not a good time to be making big moves in the transfer market, unfortunately.
Yeah, we were just talking about that before we started recording, and I was looking at some of these captains' cards and, you know, talking about our community, the community Discord that we mentioned last week. I was in the chat, in the general chat, talking to everybody about this promo. And my initial opinion was that it's hero or bust. But after a closer look, it's like you said earlier, Matt, they're getting to be a little bit more bold in the player selection. Yeah, we still got the Ben Yedder, but they brought back that Quagliarella card that you were talking about. Got a great shot on him. Got good reviews from a couple of people I've talked to. We got that free Stindl if you wanted to do that objective. Mings, Noble, Munian, Gunter. I mean, these are cards that aren't typically in promos. So it really gives you squad flexibility, but we are at that fuck it stage of FIFA, right? Like Paul was saying, you're basically, in my opinion, this is the time to be maneuvering and posturing for team of the season, like Matt alluded to. So look at these popular nations, Brazil, England, France, Spain, also in Italy, those countries, Germany. If you can afford those players and those SBCs now, you may not regret it come later, because you can use those cards to link some of these other options that are going to come in from, let's say, rest of the world team of the season that otherwise would be extremely hard to link. You guys want to talk about the wrap up of the showdown promo? Because I feel like we didn't give it enough love, especially since we got more content after last week. I don't know about you guys, but I mean, and I've been pretty vocal about this. I've been working a lot lately. I haven't been able to engage with FIFA as much as I would like to. But that Showdown promo, to me, was the most exciting promo all year because it gives you interaction. It makes you follow the game. I watched so many football games that I would not have watched if that Showdown wasn't the case. And I enjoyed the game. So it's like, it's a really good thing because it brings you closer to the sport, right? And it kind of draws you back in. And it connects to the game that we all like to play. So I don't know. To me, that was the best promo we've gotten all year. What do you guys think about it? Do we need to see more of this kind of stuff from start to finish?
Yeah, I think this should sort of become more of a default promo replacing something like Team of the Week, whereby we get invested in every set of fixtures every weekend. It's made me watch a lot more live football. Watching Burnley v Everton to sweat the Veghorst upgrade, not a game I would normally tune into, but I was so invested in it. I was so excited because it was an up and down game. There was lots of goals going in. Veghorst didn't turn up, but it didn't matter. The team got the result. And I was thoroughly over the moon. And there was a lot of people who invested in doing that SBC, got the upgraded Veghorst. Some people did Richarlison, who without the upgrade is a very good card. So no problem there either. Yep. And then there's just been so many good ones that I think a lot of people went for, like the Caligiuri one from Augsburg. That's got a tasty upgrade now. Pedro this weekend from Lazio just got an upgrade. Amongst many others, I'm just talking from ones that I've sort of picked up along the way. A lot of these cars weren't terribly expensive to get hold of and are going to be very viable even come team of the season with these upgrades. And this weekend league just gone was so much fun. There were so many more wacky and wonderful teams because people try and squeeze in these Showdown cards or these foot captains that aren't necessarily super meta, but just very good in their own right and take your squad building into very different directions than you would typically see. Saw so many Veghorst weekend league. It was very strange to finally play against that card after sort of leading the line and sort of going for it. And when I was playing rivals, I didn't see him once, but by the time weekend league rolled around, there was loads of them. But it was really good fun. And like you were saying, Hunter, these are the best couple of promos perhaps so far this year. I'm definitely more engaged right now than I have been all season. And normally by this time, I'm starting to really drop off, get bored, finding other things to do, getting ready for the summer, that kind of thing. Now I'm 100% all in on the game at the moment. I'm having a really good time of it and can only applaud EA for being a little bit braver in some of their decision-making and the cards that they're putting out there, being a little bit more imaginative, not just going for the easy wins all the time. It's really, really good stuff. And I think it's reflected in our Discord what a good time people are having with the game in general at the moment. It's really good to see.
Yeah, I think they've absolutely nailed it. I'm not a fan of live cards as such, one to watch headliners, road to the final, but the Foot Fantasy and the Showdown, you're engaged straight away because it's their next game that you're going to watch. And there's loads of scores and teams. I've been checking team sheets and, you know, I've been much more engaged with football in general over the last few weeks than I have been all year. And it's all because of that. And, you know, we've got some great cards. Like you say, Pedro, who was getting a +2 this week, it was 40K. And now you're getting a card that's, you know, it's not Team of the Season worthy, but is a good usable card. I did Perisic, Caligiuri, all these cards, are, you know, I'm not necessarily watching these games, but I've got the live scores pinned on my phone. And it, yeah, I think they've done an amazing job to eat, you know, putting all these 90 plus rated cards, but they've eased us, have started them off as 87s and they're getting up there towards the end of the win streak or their assists or whatever. They've absolutely nailed it. And like you say, Matt, there's been lots of people this weekend just playing with fun teams. I've seen loads of, I've played against a couple of Liverpool past and presents and, you know, they had a gold Robertson at left back, but people have just been enjoying it and not just going for the usual Yedder, Mbappe, Varane, and so on, you know.
Well, you know, you guys are are applauding EA, and I'm applauding them as well for the turnaround, in my opinion, that they've made in this game, in this the content controlling, I guess, if you will. But just as we were applauding him, a tweet came across my phone that read, FIFA Direct Communication, we are aware that some players received hero items instead of their hero captain version. This issue has been addressed and we'll be following up with the impacted players in the coming days. So it's like Groundhog Day, right? If you're lucky enough to get one, now you get two. So somebody who got a Dinatale base by mistake, now you're going to get both versions. GG's to you. You're unlucky. If you didn't, fuck you. Anything else to go with that, Matt?
I think it's a shame that that's obviously happened, but the amount of people actually packing those cards must be so slim. So I don't think it's going to be a big game changer. They've probably just got one more high-rated card to go into an SBC, to be honest. If you've got a Dinatale old one and a new one, you're never using the old one, so that's going straight into SBC fodder. So generally, I'm prepared to let them off the hook on that one. And, you know, we as a podcast, over the last year or so, very critical of EA, very quick to jump down their necks when they do something wrong. There's a lot of negativity in the community around this game in general. This is a good number of weeks now where they've really hit it out of the park. And guys, for the love of God, give them some credit where it is due. If they're giving you a good gameplay experience, and you know, connections are here, there, and everywhere, and it can be a bit random sometimes, but the fun is back in the game for the first time, and I can't remember how long. You know, the grindiness of it is not a factor at the moment because it's just so much fun.
Well, you just pick which you want to grind.
Yeah, just make sure that, I'm not saying you need to like suck EA's dick or anything, but you know, if you're going to... All might. But yeah, if you're putting some stuff out into Twitter, just show a little bit of gratefulness or gratitude, I should say, rather, for what you get in the moment, because it's not always going to be this way. And Team of the Season will probably be quite predictable once it lands, but... This is a good time to be playing the game, not just like dicking around in menus and all that other stuff. Well, even though that's fun with some of the stuff we're getting, it's a good time to be a foot player. And I haven't said that too much in the last 2-3 years. So I'm a very, very happy gamer at the moment.
Matt must be drinking again.
Yeah. Paul? Yeah, he's definitely pissed. But no, I think I just want to echo what you said there, Matt. We do give them some stick when they fuck up because they deserve it. But I do believe these last few weeks have been great. Don't get me wrong, they've made silly mistakes along the way. But if the core of the content is good and the game's fun, yeah.
Isn't that the point?
As well, it does come down to you've got to make the game fun yourself, haven't you? Last week, I was screaming and crying about Moment Zidane and all these rats. But what a difference a week makes. This week's been so much fun. Loads of engagement with guys in the Discord, picking a team. And I've absolutely loved Weekend League this weekend. And it's been down to a mindset change more than a change in the game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That reminds me, how did that go, by the way?
It went all right. We got 11 wins, but we started off with a bad start. I think I went 0-3, and then I got a gift. So I'm like, oh my goodness, here we go. And then the stream died, second game in. So I'm like, what's going on? But then we got into a bit of a rhythm, started enjoying some of these new cards, and the team was, do you want to know what the team was? It was
an England-based team.
Yeah, it was an England-based team, which Pompel built, but I must have had 5 or 6, 7 teams sent to me, loads of random ones, so thanks guys for sending those teams, because there were some really interesting ones. There were a Rangers one, a British team, like all sorts, and it were, you know, it were good. But we had Rooney and Kent up top, Grealish out wide on the left, Sancho out wide on the right, and then we had Bellingham and Maitland-Niles. And shout out to Maitland-Niles for 120k. Yes. What a card. He were great. Yeah. He wasn't as good as Bellingham, but because Bellingham were amazing, but he wasn't far off. Then we had Walker, Stones, and Rio at the back with the Silver Stars Henry, which you know he didn't do bad. He didn't stick out like a sore thumb being the only silver in the team, but you know he's not really a silver. But yeah, Grealish were amazing. Sancho were amazing. And Grealish gets some stick, which I feel's unfair because he's a very, very good card. And I were playing him at CM in my 4-5-1 to sort of get forward. Yeah, and he banged loads in. Ryan Kent, super rats.
Is he as good as he was a couple of years ago?
He's not far off. He's got that shittiness that other Ryan Kent had. Where the card last year didn't have that.
Yeah, he's got that explosiveness just to beat the back line now with over the top through balls. It's a fucking nightmare to defend against. It really is.
Yeah.
Back in the, I don't remember when it was, but it was that green version of Maitland Niles. Is that the one you're talking about? 100 something?
Yeah, Road to the Final.
Yeah.
Team of the knockout stage, was it? Oh, no, yeah, Road to the Final, yeah.
Road to the Final for the Europa, right?
Yeah.
He's, I got him too untradeable, and he was just chilling in the club, and I realized he linked to Mkhitaryan, so I built a new team, and I got Curtis Jones into that mix, who I think is due for an upgrade to 90, right, since they drew with Manchester City?
Yeah.
First of all, Curtis Jones, what a fucking card. If you didn't do him, you're going to wish you had, because that card is amazing. He can play anywhere and everywhere. He's great at CAM. I used him at striker. He finishes, even though he has 78 finishing. It's a lie. But going back to Maitland Niles, I was so surprised at how good that card was. I almost like put him into an SBC because I'm like, yeah, I'm never going to use him. But holy shit, he's as good, if not better, than Gold Kante, who's still in my team from the beginning. And I'm really surprised at that card. So just don't overlook these lower rated. I say lower rated. He's 87, but for right now, that's about the median probably in foot, maybe even below that. Don't overlook these cards. Check them out. Try to build a new team because the team I'm using right now is nowhere close to the meta, but it's so much fun. So really encourage everybody to keep trying to do that. We mentioned it last week, but Matt, what kind of big dick energy team are you running these days?
So it's the same team I was talking about last weekend for the most part. I brought Seedorf in to sort of give 100% chem to Weghorst, but otherwise it's the Serie A team I was mostly running. But of course, some of those players have had upgrades from the recent promos. So Perisic has had an upgrade and has another one due. Caligiuri comes off the bench. Brozovic showdown is fantastic. Now it's been upgraded. Really good all rounder. Pings him in from long range. Very happy with that. And of course, those interlinks for Perisic and De Vrij, stuff like that. It's mostly stuff that I've been talking about for a little bit. I haven't endeavoured to change it up too much just because I'm having so much fun with it. But it's going to be interesting to see what comes in this week's promo and beyond, and what we can see if we can sort of mix it up a little bit. But yeah, I'm a very happy camper. Weghorst just does weird things to people. Like, they just don't know how to play against cards like that because it's not your typical get in behind type card, even though he is fast enough to do it. And the hold up play, the aerial threat, it's all totally legit. It's just very, it's a very strange time because I actually played all 20 matches of weekend league this weekend for the first time this season. And at one point I was 8-2, which is by far the best run of form I've had. And then you start looking, oh, how many games do I have left? Where can I get to? And I think that sort of psychologically sort of interferes with your flow. I'd have probably done better if I hadn't started looking at that kind of shit and putting myself under a bit of pressure. It's started to fluctuate in results a little bit after that point, but I think I got to rank 5 or 4, I can't remember, when we get an ultimate pack and like 3x4 red picks. Anyway, it's the best result I've had all year, the most fun I've had all year, with a team that I'm quite happily prepared to keep rocking. But we'll see what comes out in Foot Captain's Team 2 this week. Any new icon stuff that might be able to just pump it up just a little bit. Because I think I'm defensively a little bit weak. I'm playing three at the back, but De Vrij is my only true centre-back. I'm using Alexandro and the Zakaria headliners, and they're very vulnerable in the air. You know, there's some proper, decent crossing meta in the game at the moment, so you don't have proper centre-backs, you can be vulnerable. So I'm conceding a lot of goals that way at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, three at the back. First of all, I want to go back to your weekend league form. You got to keep your fucking foot on the gas, man. As soon as you start thinking, you're fucked. This game is so mental. If you just keep your foot on the gas, just go with it.
Yeah, and that's my biggest problem. I always want to take breaks. So go have a drink, go watch a live game of football on the TV, have lunch, whatever. Trying to find the time to play a whole weekend league session without any interruption to the flow is very difficult for me. It's something that I definitely need to work on if it's something I want to keep on doing. I always find excuses to stop even just for a little bit, and that fucks your form up big time. You just need to keep on grinding.
There's so many variables in this game, and it could be stuff that you can control. It can be stuff that's you're oblivious to that you can't control, whether that be connection, the speed of the game, or whatever. But I've always found when I'm in that form, keep playing. And I know I'm probably not advocating for a good thing here, but if you're in that form and you're feeling it and you're crushing them, just keep going, because it's rare that you find that form and you stay in that groove. And I think a lot of people know what I'm talking about here. This feeling, it's hard to describe, but when you're in it, you know, and just take advantage of it when you can, because that's when I enjoy the game the most.
Oh, sage advice, for sure.
I thought Paul was going to say something. Sorry.
We've got indigestion.
I wanted to go back.
It's indigestion.
I want to go back to your three at the back. I love three at the back. Always have been a three at the back guy. But what I have noticed is where I find the most success is having one big bruiser, which in your case, your bruiser would be De Vrij, because he's your true center back. If you're going to use fullbacks at the left center back and right center back, there are players out there that kind of serve as hybrids, right? Like the headliners, Reece James. He can do it. He can play center back. He's plenty big enough. He's strong enough. He's fast enough. I feel like Tanganga is another one. He's not the most nimble of players, but he's a great center back. So with Varane in the middle, Tanganga at left center back, headliners Reece at right center back, you have enough brute strength to stop those pacey strikers in their tracks. There's very few strikers that are going to blow past you and blow your doors off. But you still have enough finesse back there to be nimble, to slow them down. So if anybody is struggling with that three at the back, I'm not saying it's an end-all be-all, but it definitely helps to have a little bit more strength at every spot at the back instead of just one.
There was a good showdown for that this last week. Pavard and Aurier, both of which would do a good job there. Amazingly, Bayern didn't get the results, so I did Pavard and got fucked over there a little bit. But it's still a very good defensive right back with a lot of meat on the bone. Not one that you can really take forward at all. I think he's got a low, high work rate, so he just wants to stay back. So it's kind of perfect for that. And I can get him into my team with a future stars, Lacroix, untradeable that I have. I just need one more like Bundesliga player to link them to get them all on full chem to sort of jam into my existing squad, but I don't have it just yet. So if there's good Bayern or French Bundesliga midfielders or strikers coming out in the next couple of weeks, my team's going to take a little turn in direction there and become much more defensively solid, perhaps at the cost of one or two goals, but I'm not having much trouble scoring goals at the moment. It's conceding them that's the problem for me.
Well, Paul, take us to the market. I know we've had a lot of stuff, a lot of turbulence, I would call it, a lot of SBCs in the form of coin sucking from EA. This is pretty typical type of things you would see before a big promo would be launching. So we've got the Foot Captains promo, and I'm not saying that's the big promo. I'm saying Team of the Season is coming. And I think they're aware of it. They're trying to keep the coins off the market so that they can drive people back to the store. What did we see last week, in your opinion, of what their tactics were market-wise?
Yeah, there's a bit of nervousness in the air because people are know that Team of the Season's on its way, but people still want to buy cards and use them. So the market's, you know, the slightest little bit of something and it sets some panic off. And last week it was the Icon player pick. And I think we got it three times, repeatable twice. So that's six times you could do that. We got the 85 triple twice, and we got the campaign bag. So fodder went absolutely through the to the moon. So if you bought fodder last week and had informs, you were in the money. But yeah, this is a typical EA tactic. They want you to go into Team of the Season with bare bones. So you either have to play the game a ridiculous amount or spend money. And, you know, they want you to spend money. But, you know, as we see, and as we're seeing in the Discord, you don't have to do that. These guys who've never really traded before have been coming in. They've been buying a few cards every week and they've been making some nice coins. I imagine they'll make nice coins tonight as well with the Icon Moments pack and the 85 plus player pick, which is, you know, more SBCs to suck coins off. And they're both repeatable twice as well. So, yeah, they're just sucking coins off. But the market is really nervous. Very few cards rose today, and we usually get a little rise after weekend league rewards on a Monday morning. And I know people say this all the time, that people claim the rewards over the weekend, but there's an awful lot of people, I don't know any, but there's an awful lot of people must get their rewards on a Monday morning. When weekend league officially finishes, people who are addicted to packs most likely. So most of us can't wait to get them packs open, but some people do wait till the Monday. And going forward, I do think we're just going to see more of this sort of people using mostly untradeable teams, buying the odd card for the team, losing coins on it probably, and panic selling. But, you know, we said this 3 weeks ago, maybe before all this started. If you've got an expensive team, get out of those cards. Use cheaper cards. Use untradeables, because so many cards have just died a death. Like, you know, big icons, Zidane, Team of the Years have just dropped 20, 30%. It's madness.
Saw a lot of people running more and more gold cards in weekend league than I have done for a very long time this weekend.
Yeah.
But still surprisingly effective, like your Varans and Kimpembes, they still do a job, you know, with the exception of being up against the absolute fastest of the fast players. They're still rock solid. If you can defend competently, they'll do a very good job for you. And you're just locking up and securing those coins ready for the big promo, right?
Yeah, yeah. I saw a lot of the objective cards, you know, the Portuguese League ones and the Eredivisie League ones, which, you know, I think they were like 85 rated or something, but people would have a couple of those sprinkled in with a few golds and, you know, some icon packs that they'd done. You can see that people are mostly using untradeable teams this weekend.
Yeah. So market-wise, Paul, as a very casual trader. Let's just say I was a casual trader, even though I'm not. I'm not a trader at all. But let's just say I wanted to go after these 87 rated captain's cards for like 19,000 coins apiece. Is that a smart move? Should I do that and hold them and wait for it to rise? Or would you just recommend me staying liquid and just keep being a noob?
I think if you've got cards, let me just have a little look now, because I was just looking at Money Aid, is it? And he's...
I got 2.5 million. I'd like to grow it if I can.
He's an 89 rated, 34K. If some of these heroes are the cheapest of their rating, you'll do all right out of them. That Dubois, the right back, French right back, he's like 24K. That's really cheap for a French right back in general. But, you know, this is a promo card. will arise a little bit. But we do have to be a little bit careful as well going into Team of the Season. When you start getting 90 rated cards, it throws the fodder market off a little bit. So if you're buying fodder, you're a little bit late now because it's already sort of on the rise. You want to be buying fodder on a weekend, sort of Saturday, Sunday, depending on what lightning rounds we get. But keep an eye on those graphs. Keep an eye on the low. Like, I bought 87 defenders this weekend at like 18, 19K. I imagine they'll get up somewhere near 25. They got up to 30K last week. But they're the moves that you're looking for: buying fodder on a weekend, selling during the week.
Well, you mentioned lightning rounds. I think this came out. Yeah, you guys were probably asleep. It was early morning over there when this came out. It was an 84 plus star duo players pack. Contains 6 gold rare players with 2 guaranteed to be rated 84 or higher. They were charging 1,400 FIFA points or 70,000 coins for that. It sold out in 20 minutes. So people are still spending loads of money on lightning rounds. They had several other lightning rounds going on. I didn't screenshot them, so I couldn't tell you what they were for. Some of those star player packs, some new stuff we had never seen.
Yeah.
But the lightning rounds are still there.
A 500 FIFA point pack in the store as well that gives you 2 captains loan cards and a guaranteed 84 plus gold. And that's like pennies. So that's the sort of stuff that even if you don't want to spend money on the game, maybe you might on this one-off just to sort of top up your club with something, a chance of getting something decent and, you know, fooling especially around with a couple friendlies. Of loan cards. But yeah,
loans and objective and stuff.
I opened 3 of those and it seemed to be a theme. You, in the first pick, you seemed to get one of the shitty lower rated ones. And in the second pick, you had Dinatale plus some others. I wouldn't expect too much out of the golds. I got 384s out of the 3 packs. But, you know, I got 3 lots of loan Dinatale that I've put into my club. Freddie Ljungberg, you know, I'll use them in friendlies. It's good to have.
Well, it's going to be a shorter episode this week as I'm pressed for time. We all kind of threw this together short notice, but Matt, Paul, really appreciate you guys coming on and appreciate you guys being patient with us. We just had a busy week this week and we'll be back next week for a full episode. Real quick, where can they find us on social media, Paul?
Right Foot on Twitter, WRIGHTFUT, Right Fucking Foot. And can I just say thank you for all the interaction in the Discord. It's on fire at the moment. There's notifications flying off all over. But it's great. People getting involved, making coins, building teams. There's a really good vibe in there at the minute and loads of people joining. So thanks, guys, for that.
Yeah. Matt?
Yeah, I'll second what Paul said there. I'm a bit of a boomer when it comes to Discord. I'm not historically a massive volume user of it, but the last few weeks they've been class. We're getting loads of new community members joining who are adding lots to the conversation. And of course, if you want to share your Perisic or Veghorst stories with me, hit me up in Discord like you have been doing. It's been great fun. Thank you very much.
Will do. Yep. You can follow the show at Footballers Pod. You can follow me at The Foot Hunter. Of course, that's on Twitter. And we do have, we're approaching 500 members in the Discord. So once we hit that milestone, we'll be doing a giveaway of some FIFA points. So if you have listened this long and you're still here, send me a DM with the code word right foot. And we'll be giving you FIFA points on the next episode once we cross 500 members. So GGs, if you listen this long, we'll put you in for the giveaway once we come back. We'll see you guys next week. See ya.
I want FIFA points because you use my name.
That's fine. We'll do that.
I only want three. Just 3. Just so I've got something top corner.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.